Yes, thanks very much indeed, Beth. Welcome to the House of Keys. What is, I suppose, the first official sitting of the new administration, the new House, I should say. That is because, of course, the members have been sworn in this morning, as if you were listening earlier, you would have heard. So we now have 24 members of the House of Keys, 12 of them new faces for the very first time. And now attention turns to electing a Speaker of the House. Will be the 21st Speaker of the House, sorry, the 22nd Speaker of the House of Keys. And we have some familiar faces in the public gallery this afternoon. We have the former President of Tynwald, Noel Kringle. We have the Chief Minister, Alan Bell, the Treasury Minister, Eddie Teer, a number of MLCs I can see, Dewan Turner, Bill Henderson, David Cretney among them. The MHKs have actually been up to the Barule Suite for a welcome lunch, a light lunch, just familiarising themselves with their surroundings. And, well, there's a lot of excitement and new looks on faces and smiles. Wonder how long they last. No. We have got the election of the Speaker of the House in a few moments. So what the process is, an acting Speaker will be elected, and then that is so the business can go ahead, proceed. Following that, the Speaker of the House of Keys will be elected. Now, as I understand it, at this moment in time, there is only one candidate, and that is the Russian MHK, Dewan Watterson. However, we wait and see. There may be more. Then the standing orders will be signed, and five members will be elected to the Standing Orders Committee of the House. The former members were the previous Speaker, Steve Roden, Alf Cannon, Michael, Peter Caron, Wuz Onken, of course, Bill Malarkey, South Douglas, David Quirk, Wuz Onken, and indeed Mr. Watterson, Russian. And there's a number of processes and procedures that have to go through. The Speaker, of course, isn't eligible to be a minister or a member of a department or statutory board. Proud line of speakers in this House. I mean, I mentioned Noel Kringle before. He was actually Speaker before he became President. He was Speaker of the House between 1996 and 2000. He was succeeded by David Cannon, who had just over a year in the role. Following that, Tony Brown was the Speaker between 2001 and 2006. And then it was Steve Roden, who of course held the position for 10 years virtually until July, when he was elected President of Tynwald. Of course, on that occasion, Mr. Roden polled 10 votes, David Cannon 7, Quinton Gill, Russian at the time, 6.
This is the first sitting of the House convened by precept of His Excellency. And the first task we have is to appoint an acting Speaker of the House, as you can see. But before that, in accordance with standing orders, we have to have prayers, which I will lead exceptionally. So if we could all stand for prayers. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and show us the light of his countenance, and be merciful unto us.
That thy way may be known on earth, thy saving health among all nations.
Let the people praise thee, O God, yea, let all the people praise thee.
O let all nations rejoice and be glad, for thou shalt judge the folk righteously, and govern the nations upon earth.
Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee.
Then shall the earth bring forth her increase, and God, even our own God, shall give us his blessing.
God shall bless us, and all the ends of the world shall fear him. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen. As you will see from the order paper, the first business of the House is the appointment of an acting Speaker to preside over the election of Speaker of the House. And I wish to draw to honourable members' attention the relevant provisions of the Representation of the People Act 1995 as amended by the Presiding Officers Act 2008, which are printed at the back of the order paper along with the House's standing orders, which set down the procedure for electing a Speaker. Members will note that the appointment of an acting Speaker automatically takes out of office a minister. If more than one member is nominated and an election is required, it will be by ballot rather than electronically, following the same procedure as that for the election of Speaker. May I have any nominations for acting Speaker? Mr. Thomas.
Thank you, Secretary. I beg leave to nominate the Honourable Member for Arbury, Castletown and Bellew, Mr. Crajean, to be acting Speaker of the House.
I'm grateful. Is there a seconder? Mr. Harmer.
Thank you. I beg to second Mr. Crajean of Arbury, Castletown and Bellew.
I'm very grateful. Are there any other nominations? Then Mr. Crajean is nominated as Speaker, elected Speaker, acting Speaker of the House.
Honourable Members, we turn to item 2 on the order paper, the election of the Speaker. Section 9, bracket 1 of the Representation of the People's Act 1995 requires the House at its first sitting following the general election to elect a Speaker. The election is governed by Standing Order 9, which is appended to the order paper. Standing Order 9 provides if only one member is proposed and seconded as Speaker, he or she shall be called to the chair without the question being put. But if there is more than one candidate, there must be a ballot of the members present, and the candidate who receives the highest number of votes in that ballot shall be Speaker of the House. I shall proceed as follows. When a member has been nominated, I shall seek a seconder for that nomination. Before calling for any further nominations, honourable members nominating and seconding a candidate may make a short speech in support of their nominee. If more than one member is nominated and seconded, we shall proceed by ballot, and the members receiving the highest number of votes will be elected. Therefore, honourable members, I call for nominations and seconders. The Honourable Member for Douglas, Mrs. Beecroft.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Speaker. I'm standing to nominate Mr. Duan Watterson, MHK, for Russian, for the role of Speaker. This is an ancient and honourable role. It is also a very important role, as whoever is appointed will preside over the sittings of the House of Keys. The person taking the role of Speaker does not only need to respect the House of Keys, but also respect the people of the island. Mr. Watterson has certainly demonstrated this as he has topped the poll since 2006, when he was first elected, and is now, at the ripe old age of 36, he's a joint longest-serving member of the House. As spokesperson for the House and defender of its privileges, the Speaker should have been both a minister and a backbencher, as he will have to keep the balance between ministers and backbenchers and treat all equally. Mr. Watterson has been a backbencher, having served in the then Department of Government and Local Environment, the Department of Health and Social Care, and the Department of Economic Development. In 2011, he went on to become the Minister for Home Affairs, where he cut costs, improved performance, and handled a very heavy legislative workload. In these positions, he has demonstrated that he does not back away from making tough decisions, and that he has the energy and vision, plus a strong record of delivery. The position of Speaker also demands an eye for detail and a firm grasp for standing orders. Having sat close to Mr. Watterson for the last 5 years, I have noticed that he has both of these qualities. This should not be any surprise, as he's a chartered accountant, chartered manager, and has a first-class degree in management. He is also a member of the House of Keys Standing Orders Committee. The Speaker has to represent the Isle of Man at times and needs to be an excellent ambassador for the island. Again, I have seen Mr. Watterson in this role as both Chairman of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association and the island's very first Armed Forces champion. Mr. Watterson has shown himself not to be averse to change by being an active reformer and moderniser. The changes to the scrutiny system were his brainchild, and he has attempted budget reform. But he's also a team player and has demonstrated his will to strengthen the current system by delivering courses to the Public Accounts Committee in his first term. Outside of Parliament, Mr. Watterson has a keen interest in the history and the constitution of our island. However, being a family man with two small children, I doubt if he has as much time to devote to his hobbies as previously. Finally, I'm sure that many will have noticed that he still makes time to note our blunders and to publish them in tin wool balls to remind everyone of our gaffes. And this demonstrates yet another very necessary attribute needed by any speaker, and that's a sense of humour. Honourable members, I hope that I've done justice to my nomination of Mr. Watterson to the role of Speaker, and I ask that you all join me in voting him into that onerous position. Thank you.
I now call on the Honourable Member for Rushen, Mr. Skelly.
Good morning, General Lauder. Great pleasure in seconding the motion by Mrs. Beecroft for Mr. Watterson for the post of Lauder Speaker of this House. Having had the privilege of sitting next to him these last 5 years, it's very clear to me that not only has he had a distinct interest in the standing orders, being a member on this committee, and I would recommend those members, particularly new members, take an interest in this as the next item on the agenda, he has actually been very accurate with his corrections, which he's never been shy of coming forward with them. And I think that's really quite important, to be quite frank, because that demonstrates not just that interest, but that accuracy. And that's exactly, if you're going to have a well-functioning House of Keys, you need a good standing orders. And Mr. Watterson has demonstrated that very, very clearly. His ambassadorial qualities are very, very high. Again, working on a constituency basis, we have the schools coming in here every year. And the level of knowledge in terms of its history and heritage and the importance of the role of the House of Keys has shone through year after year with me attending and learning myself, I have to say. And the only point I would say here, wrapping up, is to actually say, as Mrs. Beecroft has stated, tin wool balls will live on. So we hope you will support the nomination for Mr. Watterson for Speaker.
Right. Honourable members, as there are no other nominations, I now declare that Mr. Watterson be appointed Speaker of the House. And I would ask Mr. Watterson, Mr. Speaker, to take the chair.
Honourable members, may I start by thanking my proposer and seconder and all members of the House who have placed your trust in me to act as Speaker of this ancient and honourable House and as part of the world's oldest continuous parliamentary assembly. It's a daunting task. I have big shoes to fill, and there is so much to do. The people have voted for reform, and it is our job to work together to realise that aim. Whilst I expect reform to be a constant theme of the work of this House, I take very seriously the Speaker's duty as guardian of this institution's traditions. I look forward to getting to know you, all the newer members, and I pledge myself to offer any assistance I can to any member. I am both your spokesperson and servant. To that end, I promise to remain as impartial as possible in the chair, in this chamber at least. Thank you, Honourable Members. I'm honoured. Honourable Members, we move to the next business on the order paper, and that is the signing of standing orders.
And it is there that we leave it. Jim Watterson has been elected unanimously as the 22nd Speaker of the House of Keys. I'll hand you back to the Manx Radio studio. Good afternoon.